Is this Nancy?
It is. Is this Miss Kimberly Schlappman?
Yes, it is. How are you this morning?
Good. Fry Guy's here, too.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hey, Fry Guy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's going on in Dayton this morning?
Well, probably. I think you would probably know that better than us. Same thing that's going to go on tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be busy. We're looking forward to having you.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love Dayton. As a matter of fact, I've had two husbands, and both of them are from the Dayton area. That sounds crazy. Is that awkward?
No.
No.
We're like honored.
Yeah, we are. I think it's...
I love Ohio boys. You know, I love them. What can I say?
So it's meant to be that you guys are performing at our Country Bands Together show to benefit our local Dayton Children's Hospital. And I know how important it is for you and the rest of the band members to keep giving back.
Absolutely. And children are so near and dear to our hearts. We all have children. And so, you know, when you become a parent, you realize how if you try to put yourself in the shoes of families that are going through horrible times, we cannot empathize enough and we can't give enough, because any of us could find ourselves in that same spot. So we are always, always honored to be a part of something like tonight. So I encourage everybody to come out and give a whole bunch of money for the kiddos.
Exactly. And not only that, you've been just a little busy with Cracker Barrel too, huh?
Yeah.
I have been a little busy with Cracker Barrel. I'm so excited. I have always had a dish and glasses and all that kind of kitchen stuff. I've always had a real problem. I kind of have an addiction to that. Finally, now I can admit that I have a problem, but I can also validate my problem because now I have Cracker Barrel. So we teamed up and did a whole line of kitchen and home goods for the fall, and it's in stores now, and I'm going to be popping in at a Dayton Cracker Barrel to meet people there, and I might do a little waitressing. They gave me an apron. So,
whoa!
You never know what might come up of that.
I saw the picture of your apron. You sport it well, though. It looks good.
Listen, you have to earn those stars.
Right?
I somehow earned 4 stars. I didn't earn 4 stars. They just felt sorry for me and gave me 4 stars. But one of the waitresses there, I did one of these in Boise not long ago, and she has 3 stars, and she looked at me and she was like, "Hey, how did you get those 4 stars? So I have to be very gracious to those very hardworking men and women who earn those stars. But yeah, I'll be there. My whole line is there. And, you know, I'll be showing it to people and I'll be signing things. If you want me to sign a pitcher or a coffee mug or whatever, I'll be happy to. And then also my cookbook is there. And
yay!
He is there. So a bunch of good stuff, huh?
It's just going to be a busy day. Now, I gotta call Nancy out. She's actually got into your cookbook a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
And was making things.
Oh, thanks.
Kimberly, absolutely. We made the black eyed peas crostini.
Oh, yes.
And we also made the fruit salad, which, I mean, to my age group is ambrosia from back in the day. But it was delicious.
Thank you. Thank you so much. A lot of those are family recipes, and some of them are just recipes I've come up with along the way. And what I love about the cookbook is that the publisher, HarperCollins, allowed me to write a memoir along with all those recipes. And so there's a lot of stories in there, and I'm really grateful for that chance. I had a great time. That book took me 2 years.
Wow.
I had a great time writing it, and I'm so glad that you have it and that you're cooking from it.
Yes, and you know what is so cute, Kimberly, is I actually taught Fry and had to tell him what an immersion blender is.
Did you?
Yeah, I got schooled
for
actually today.
Black eyed peas, because you said use the immersion blender when you get the black eyed peas done. And
That's okay, Fry. Hey, it's okay. You know, some of the things you just need to let the women teach you.
I'm learning. I'm learning and willing to learn.
I love it. I love a man who's willing to learn.
Oh, and now what is your favorite recipe in the cookbook, Kimberly?
Oh, wow. That's hard, but I might say this time of year, I love the glazed apple cake. I have a sweet tooth, and so I'm always going to choose the sweet stuff. But this one is my grandmother's recipe. It's delicious. You cook the cake, and then you glaze it while it's hot, so it just gets even more moist. It's great on its own, but then when you put that glaze on it while it's hot, it just gets so moist and delicious. And I think that's probably one of my favorites. My grandmother used to send me back to college when I was going back and forth to school with one of those apple cakes every time I came home. So it's just really special to me.
That's great. Well, we can't thank you enough for taking, you know, the time out of your guys' busy schedule. Congratulations on all the yes. success, by the way.
And the Grammy nominations. Yes. yes.
Oh, is that not awesome?
My God. That was amazing. We could not believe it. We were like over the moon the other day on those. So happy. So
and
great.
Well deserved.
An incredible year.
Completely.
Well, thank y'all for being so supportive and playing the music. We're very grateful for that. We wouldn't have a job if you didn't.
Now, I got to tell you, I remember, and this was a couple years ago, y'all won something. I think Group of the Year, and your acceptance speech, I just, you are so precious, Kimberly, and it just, I remember you kept thanking Jesus, and you, well, and it was so wonderful, because you were just so excited.
You know, people ask us, do you plan your speech if you're going to win? And it's pretty obvious that as foolish as we act when we get up there, we haven't planned anything. So that night was absolutely incredible. That was the first time we won Group of the Year, and I'm telling you, that is one of the highest moments for this band. We've been a band for a very long time. And so that night, it was just like people were patting us on the back. And really, it's just a moment that we will never, ever, ever forget.
And that's going to be a lot of people's memories tomorrow night after you guys get done playing, because it's going to be a great show.
I hope so. It'll be a fun one. We're going to have a great time.
It'll just be great to see you and Karen. And Jimmy's doing well, I assume, right?
Jimmy is doing well.
Yay.
His voice is back. It's perfect.
Now, after your Cracker Barrel thing, Kimberly, what will you do to, like, chill out before you perform? Do you do anything special?
Well, we'll go back to the venue and we'll have sound check. And we might do a little rehearsing. We have a private Christmas show next week, and we got to brush up on our Christmas carol.
Yeah.
So we'll do some Christmas rehearsal tomorrow afternoon. We might even throw a Christmas song in the show tomorrow.
I was just going to ask that if you were thinking about doing that. That'd be great.
Yeah, we probably will.
Awesome.
So there won't be much downtime tomorrow, but it's going to be a fun day.
Well, Kimberly, we're going to see you in a little bit.
Yes, can't wait. Thank y'all so much for your time. I'm excited about being there, and everybody come out to Cracker Barrel in the morning. I'll be there. Grab yourself a coffee mug or something, and get yourself a biscuit. And come to our show.
Are you cooking?
You're speaking my language.
Oh, no, I'm not cooking tomorrow. No, I'm leaving that to the experts at Cracker Barrel. I might be eating, but I'm not cooking.
Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank y'all. Have a great day. Can't wait to see you.
Okay.
All right, see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.